Mac to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up on infrastructure. Good news, threw it in at the last of the last segment. Joe Manchin has finally come around on infrastructure. Joe Manchin has said that with regard to infrastructure, especially the hard infrastructure of roads, bridges, airports, and so forth, broadband, he realizes that the Republicans may be playing fast and loose. And if necessary, he will certainly vote for budget reconciliation on that and push it through that way. That's very, very good news. What's less clear is if Joe Manchin will do budget reconciliation on so-called soft infrastructure, which is tuition to community colleges for kids to get 2 years of education at least in community colleges, free of tuition, child care for people who can't afford it, so mothers can go back to work and kids are not abused, that they're handled correct, that they're cared for correctly, and that kind of thing. But broadband, roads, bridges, and so forth, airports, Manchin will come around. And you know, if he's willing to do it for that, and here's the thing about Manchin. I mean, Manchin's not a bad guy in a sense, but Manchin is a barnacle on the behind of humanity. No one will remember Manchin for the rest of history. Why should they? He's never going to be president. He's there in West Virginia. He's managed to suck along. He's been in a long time. He was a governor. Now he's a senator. You know what he could do? He could bust the filibuster. Because Kyrsten Sinema would follow his lead. Bust the Sinema for two bills. One is voting rights. Get rid of gerrymandering. And then the other one is infrastructure. Hard and soft. Just do it. Just do it. First of all, I think that would get him reelected. By refusing to do it, I think he's vulnerable. I think people would respect it. Both of those issues are very popular in West Virginia, believe it or not. Believe it or not. Not a lot of money in West Virginia. Believe it or not. They don't like to be cheated on their votes either. So if he did that, the paradox is he'd be a giant. He'd look terrific, probably get reelected, and then maybe he would go down in history as something decent. Then if the Republicans, God forbid, something happened, took back the Congress, how do you undo the Voting Rights Act? How do you suddenly say, okay, we're going back to gerrymandering. We're going back to one voting booth per 100,000 people in large urban diverse communities, no drop boxes, arresting people who try to vote, that kind of thing. It would be very hard to go back after it had been in place for a while. And secondly, once you've allocated money to shovel-ready projects, you can't undo it. You sign contracts. You sign contracts. And once you tell people you can go to community college, you're a poor kid in a small town, you can go to a community college. You can get an education. Then maybe transfer to a four-year college, or you have something, a capital asset. Education is a capital asset. It's a capital asset. They will always have that. They can never take your education away from you. They can never take it away from you, whoever they are. And you have a degree, especially a four-year degree, but even a two-year degree, they got to let you in the room. They got to listen to you. And do it. Just do it. With child care, it'll free women to go back to work. We need people in the workforce. And it also give decent care for a lot of kids who can't afford it. And obviously, broadband. All he has to do is suspend the filibuster just for those two bills. And he can go back to West Virginia and go, hey, I'm for the filibuster. I'm for the filibuster. But except for these two bills that 70% of you want anyway. Anyway. Okay, I'm getting quite frosted at Manchin. The idiot does not see it. The idiot is trying to get himself reelected one more term in West Virginia to do what? Eat at the Senate dining hall. That's all it is. But one of the things he did do, which is good, he did come out and say he would go budget reconciliation, give Schumer a vote, especially on hard infrastructure. That's very important. Another guy, Tucker Carlson, will not go down in history unless he goes down for something bad in history. This guy is a very bad news guy. And he just did this following. He called General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the number one military guy in the country. Tucker Carlson called General Mark Milley a, quote, stupid pig, end quote, stupid pig. Now, if Tucker Carlson were on TV in Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Nigeria, Myanmar, any of these places. Most places in South America, anywhere in Asia, anywhere in Africa, any communist country, any jihadist country. The minute he said that, he would be whisked off to a dungeon hung by his thumbs. This is a democracy. He can do that kind of stuff. But Tucker Carlson is not a military veteran. Tucker Carlson didn't exactly go down to the, you know, go down to the recruiting center and say, yeah, I'd like to put 3-4 years in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force. No, he didn't do any of that. He doesn't know Jack. And it reminds me of Trump saying about John McCain that he didn't like guys who were captured. Now, let's hold the phone here for a second. McCain wasn't even running against him at the time, had done him no injury. And Donald Trump never served in the military. During the Vietnam War, that was his generation and my generation. He went got himself a 4F for bone spurs in his feet. Everybody has some bone spurs. You have some bone spurs in your feet. Everybody is listening to this. And he limps in, probably had a cast on it or bandages or something, and they gave him a 4F. And the doctor who did it said afterwards it was a favor to his father. And Donald Trump hung around the nightclubs of New York hustling the girlfriends of guys who are actually in Vietnam. So, and he calls John McCain captured. He doesn't like him for that. John McCain was a pilot flying over Vietnam on missions, shot down unconscious with broken bones on a jungle trail in Vietnam. He could very easily have been killed. I mean, just in the crash alone, you fall out of the sky like that. Are you kidding me? You know, I'm sure he hit a chute. It's a very quick descent, broken bones. And they captured him unconscious. It wasn't like he held up his hands and said, okay, take me. Then they beat and tortured him for over 5 years. And at one point, you know, his father was an admiral who was in charge of the military in the 7th Fleet in the area. They knew it was the admiral's son. And the Viet Cong were very sneaky. And they said, well, we'll release you as a goodwill gesture, which would have demoralized every other captured American that they were torturing in the Hanoi Hilton. And you know something? McCain had a wife and kids at home. He said, no, I'm not leaving till the last guy leaves. He was a true hero. Should have gotten the Medal of Honor for that. And this idiot, Trump, calls him. He says he doesn't like him. What, Trump, the nightclub rat, hanging around with three buttons and a shirt unbuttoned and a gold chain, winking at girls while better men were in Vietnam. And Tucker Carlson is worse than Trump, in a sense, calling General Mark Milley a stupid pig. And he's doing it because Mark Milley said something obvious, said, you know, we have a diverse military. We have a lot of African-American people. We have a lot of Latinos, Asians, and others. These are all good people and all good soldiers. I want to make sure they all coexist well. And if there's any extremist element in any of them, we got to do something about it. That can be white supremacists. That could be jihadists. That could be criminals. That could be anything. He's going to weed out the bad stuff. There's not a lot of it. I didn't see any bad stuff when I was in the Navy. No white supremacists or anything else. There's a handful of them. Okay, get them out. And this idiot, Tucker Carlson, has the gall to do that. It's a free country. You can get away with it. But he deserves to be punished for that. He really does. And one way to punish him is don't watch him anymore. The guy's bad news. Don't watch him anymore. He has nothing to say. When he does open his mouth, he's usually lying. And so it's not even cute. It's not even anything that he contributes. He's bad news. Tucker Carlson should not have done that about General Mark Milley. Tucker Carlson has no basis, neither did Donald Trump for John McCain. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. We used to say, shut up.